We're visiting with Rich Nelson at Allendale. He's going to give us a quick update on the supply and demand numbers from USDA. Hello, Rich.
How you doing? So awful news here from USDA this morning with some higher ending stocks for corn, soybeans, and wheat. Corn side, USDA said from 1.892 billion bushels last month to now 2.092 billion bushels. And the key ingredient for this increase in corn was that 375 million bushel drop that they have plugged in for corn for ethanol. And of course, this is from that virus and economy concerns we all have right now regarding the ethanol situation.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the latest export numbers. What did you see out of those?
You know, for the most part, these numbers are actually very good today for both old crop and new crop. Almost 1.9 million tons for the old crop situation. That actually was the third highest for this specific week in history. So great news on this one here. New crop numbers also quite strong there too. And also of interest here, China was a buyer of a little bit of old crop and a good portion of new crop here today too.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the exports of corn versus the falling bushels and the dollars for ethanol. How's that going to work for farmers that are wanting to plant?
You know, as far as the export situation, it is a concern right now because both corn and soybeans are actually still a little under what USDA has for the current export numbers. So that's a little concern for us, maybe leading into that May supply-demand report. And heck, on top of that, we have the acreage situation where we have some clear concerns right now about the higher acreage for both corn and soybeans and the fact that we're all starting out our yield numbers this year with trend yield, assuming no weather problems here just yet.
So how does this look going forward? You know, we've been in quarantine, we're doing our social distancing, but a lot of farmers and ranchers having real trouble with, one, getting the crops out of the field, two, getting good prices for those crops, and then finding help with those types of things. Speak to that just a little bit.
Well, that's three pieces of tough news that are going to be tough for producers to get through these next few weeks on. You know, as far as the key things right now, I think on the moving the crops issue and trying to get these crops as far as the northern plains crops out of the field. Hopefully we'll get some good news regarding the next few days with this. Of concern, we have the simple fact is cold weather is still pushing down from the north over the next 10 days. And in fact, some say it may last through the rest of this whole month. So a little concern about that situation. One big key ingredient still lacking is this May rainfall like we had last year. So hopefully we'll simply have our excess supply of moisture right now combined with maybe a cold weather. I think that will give us some slow planting, but we probably will get the crops in the field. One that you did mention, which is a problem for us and a bit of a concern, is this availability of workers. We are now seeing the virus issues hit many local communities, and therefore we have some concerns about the worker issues on the individual farms, in addition to certainly many beef and pork plants having problems as well.
Well, let's end on a high note. Give us some good news, Rich. I'll let you pick whichever you want.
So some good news right now. Actually, I don't have anything great to speak of in the very short term. You know, we've got our problems with the virus issue that's still in front of us. On the positive side, the numbers so far are not as bad as they could be or as bad as we've been warned about here just yet. And also keep in mind, let's have a good piece of news here is a simple fact that all these new crop bearish expectations, so for right now, they're simply expectations. None of those acreage numbers are firm yet. The yield situation has not worked out yet. And heck, you know, oftentimes on the corn, we have usually about $1.20 trading range from low to high for the year, soybeans over $2. So it's very likely we will have some times at later on during the year to market maybe at a little better pricing.
All right, Rich Nelson, thank you so much for being with us today. We always enjoy talking to you.
Happy to help. Thank you.